allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That sounded like you almost had it in four-part harmony out there. It sounded like we're just singing it in a round almost, right, with it. So, first of all, welcome. Thank you to my floor helpers this evening for leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and welcome to our board meeting. If this is the first time you've been in our administrative center and boardroom, we especially welcome you here. We have a wonderful evening because we have plenty of students to recognize this evening. We have our state champion cheerleaders who are going to be recognized. We have some of our Mary Drew students who've done wonderfully in recent mathematics contests. And then we also have the Mary Drew School. Students and staff are going to present on the field trips that have been used as part of their Master of the Illinois Learning Standards with that. So without further ado, I'm going to turn the floor over to Superintendent Payne to get us started. Oh, sorry. Roll call, please, Mr. Boss. In my excitement, I was going right in.
Mrs. Kenny?
Here.
Mrs. Murphy?
Here.
Mrs. Molinari?
Here.
Mr. Balserzak here. Mrs. Lenz?
Here.
Mr. Masek?
Here.
Mr. Doyle?
Here. Now I'll turn the floor over to Mr. Payne.
Okay. Mr. Doyle and members of the school board and community, welcome you here this evening. First of all, we're going to present some of our fourth grade mathletes. Over the last few years, we have been moving some of our academic contests into the elementary school. We've been doing very, very well. So I'm going to present Mrs. McFarland, who's going to present our mathletes for fourth grade at Mary Drew School.
During this school year, fourth grade students have been participating in the Mathematical Olympiads for elementary and middle school. The Math Olympiads is a nonprofit public foundation which provides opportunities for children to engage in creative problem-solving activities which develop a child's ability to reason, to be logical, to be resourceful, and occasionally be ingenious. The fourth graders have been practicing regularly in preparation for five monthly Olympiad contests. Being able to solve a difficult problem is one of the most satisfying experiences one may have. On the other hand, struggling with a difficult problem should indicate that he or she has found something worthwhile and new to learn. This should be viewed as a challenge and an opportunity to grow. Learning how to solve a problem and to understand its underlying mathematical concepts are the most important goals of mathematics education. So far this year, we have completed three of the five contests. The students have found these contests to be quite a challenge. We would like to recognize the students that have competed very strongly thus far. In fourth grade, participating in the Math Olympiads, our top individual scores are Mr. Luke Cordes. Michael Honchar. Stephanie Schoep. And Amber Brooks. Fourth grade have also had the opportunity again this year to compete in the Illinois Council of Teachers of Mathematics contest. This contest again focuses on problem solving. Students compete in both a team and individual portions. Students have completed so far one round of this competition. Our highest scoring third grade team consists of Mr. Jonathan Ward. Logan Sevchuk. Grace Mullerin. Mm-hmm. Jocelyn Lounsbury, who could not, I don't think, is here tonight with us. And Madison Lempier. Welcome. In the individual portion in third grade, we've had several students scoring an outstanding 6 out of 8 points on their first time competing, and that's just, to me, is incredible that they worked so hard to get there. These students are Jonathan Ward, Brooke Anderson, who is not with us tonight, Martin Hoban, and Madison Lempier, one more time. I just want to thank all of them. They've done an outstanding job this year, and I look forward to working with them more this year and even the third grade for next year. So, congratulations.
When they organize them right here in the center, they get a good crowd.
Just want to say congratulations one more time to our wonderful math students up here. Math truly is, as everybody knows, the language of the universe, and it really is an integral part of becoming an educated person. So keep at your math homework. Keep working hard. That's going to serve you very, very well in life. Another round of applause for our wonderful students up here. Okay. You guys can grab a seat. Mr. Payne, we're going to turn it over to you to introduce
the cheerleaders. Yeah, I think we have some cheerleaders in the back. I don't know that I can outdo anything that you can do because you have a 24-1 record. I think a state championship. Wow. So Mr. McGuckin's going to come forth and talk a little bit about that.
Good evening. It is truly an astonishing group of girls, which is in the back, and we'll talk about their feats in a second. But please understand this, is that practice began for them the last week of August. Practice ended for them last week. So we're talking some hard work, night after night, and it paid off. In Peoria in January, with a state title, to add to our realm of we've had other success, but we're probably going to have to start building a bigger trophy case at the rate we're going with cheerleading. And then this past month, the second place in the ICCA, which is a little bigger of a competition that includes parochial schools and so on. So I'd like to introduce our head coach, Ms. Carlson.
All right, a special thank you to the school board, Mrs. Lynn, Mr. McGuckin, and Mr. Prufall for all their help this year, especially the athletic boosters and all the parents, because without them, we wouldn't have made it to all the competitions and the girls wouldn't have gotten so many things that they've gotten throughout the year. The girls had a great season. Like he said, we started in the end of August and we go all the way through just
this past weekend, 2 weekends ago. It feels like it just wasn't over yesterday. It still feels like it's going. They did a great job. They took third at Lincoln Way North, first at Pontiac, first at Andrew, where they qualified for ICCA, and they took second place, which Alyssa is holding that trophy. It's a very large trophy. For ICCA, they had to qualify. Then they also, as they have already stated, they are the IESA state champions for the large routine division. I'm very proud of all the girls for all their hard work. Like they said, we practice every night from 6 to 9, so it's a late night for these girls. They have a lot of homework. They come and they get their homework done. They keep their grades up. They do a great job. I would like to start with recognizing my 8th graders, who I'm going to miss next year as they go on to Lincoln Way North. First is Alyssa Murray. Can you handle it? All right. Alyssa, can you shake? Delaney Creamer. Bailey Doyle. Gabby Drew. Lauren Bowman.
You're welcome.
And Peyton, or Abby Moisen, sorry. And Peyton Lane. I'm going to go alphabetically, girls, so you might want to.